welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark Abel. Gentlemen.
Mark, what agent commonly used in America, but much more commonly used in Europe, do we get from the American dwarf palm tree?
Why, Mike, I think that might be the saw palmetto.
Absolutely. The extract of the fruit from the saw palmetto, commonly used in this country to treat BPH, benign prostatic hypertrophy. Interestingly, this is not a new drug. First evidence of its use for urinary symptoms comes from Egypt in the 15th century. Now, Native Americans in southeastern United States, in and around Florida, used it in the early 1700s to treat prostate symptoms. It turns out that men in Florida, senior centers, golf courses, and maybe standing at urinals in a bathroom near you, continue to use it. In fact, it's far more commonly used in Europe than it is in the United States. Places like Italy estimate that half of the men with symptoms of BPH use saw palmetto. That's compared to alpha blockers and 5-alpha reductase inhibitors. In fact, I wonder if the Italian prime minister has tried it. If he's not, be careful, young teens. He'll be even more rambunctious than he is now. This article is from JAMA that you're going to talk us through. It asks the question, is high-dose saw palmetto effective in reducing lower urinary tract symptoms associated with BPH? Mark, what did they find?
Well, you know, this is kind of a classic story where there were, you know, first of all, you get people, well, they were using it 3,500 years ago in Egypt. It must work if people still use it 3,500 years later. It's got to work. And, you know, and there were lots of sort of little crappy studies that had lots of threats to validity. And as the studies got better and better, the data got less and less impressive. So this is probably the best, largest trial to date. They took 370 healthy men, 45 and older. They all had lower urinary tract symptoms, like urinary tract frequency, using a standard benign prostatic hypertrophy symptom score. And none of them had been taking recently any alpha blockers or 5-alpha reductase inhibitors. And they randomized them to 320 milligrams a day of the saw palmetto, and they escalated the dose at 24 and 48 weeks, or they got placebo. And they masked the study well. They did allocation concealment, all those things we like to see in a good randomized controlled trial to avoid bias. And they had really good follow-up. They had 97% of these patients were still in the study a year and a half later.
Well, that's impressive, huh?
What's that?
That's very impressive.
Yeah, it is. It is. Now, this was a carefully done study. And, you know, all of the available patients, yeah, 97% were still there 72 weeks later. And they found no benefit at all. I mean, they did the intention to treat analysis. 43% had clinically relevant improvement in the placebo group, and no, 44% in the placebo group, 43 in the saw palmetto. They looked for dose response. You know, those who had the dose escalated didn't make any difference. They looked at the per protocol analysis, so only those who were really compliant, really good, well-behaved patients, no difference. And so really no differences in any of the secondary outcomes, global quality of life, sexual function, so prime minister doesn't have to take any, sleep quality, all these things. So basically this was a well-designed, well-powered study that found, unfortunately, absolutely no benefit to saw palmetto.
So I guess the question, it's not perhaps a medical question as much as a sociologic question. I mean, I was not joking when I talked about the frequency that this drug is used in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Are these guys all being duped?
Placebos are a powerful thing, and I think, and, you know, in this case, 43% in the placebo group, 44% in the placebo group had a clinically relevant improvement based on validated scales.
Mm.
So...
so that's impressive, too. I mean, usually when we see studies looking at things like pain, we see like 25 to 30%. So this is even mm-hmm. higher. Well, there goes saw palmetto. I don't have to worry about buying that puppy.
Yeah, sell your stocks, yeah.
Exactly. Talk to you next week, Mark.
All right, see you.
Bye.
Well, that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. And please join us again next week for another medical poem.